USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will be in Ohio today to talk the bipartisan infrastructure law and its benefits to the American people. The president's Twitter account Wednesday announced the massive Build Back Better plan must be approved. This, as more and more polls indicate, Americans are most worried about inflation. The nonviolent peaceful protests by truckers and some Canadian citizens against the COVID-19 mandates in Canada took a turn for the worse in Parliament Wednesday when Prime Minister Trudeau called Republicans Nazis.
Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag. We will choose to stand with Canadians. These illegal protests need to stop, and they will, Mr. Speaker.
Canadian Parliament member Melissa Latzman fires back at Trudeau.
Mr. Speaker, when did the Prime Minister lose his way? When did it happen?
USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As inflation cripples your buying power, buying a used car will dent your wallet.
The price of used cars is revving up even faster than new cars, and experts are sounding the alarm. According to Edmunds.com data, a three-year-old Dodge Grand Caravan is worth more than $25,000 today, up 69% from a year ago. The high prices are being fueled by a global computer chip shortage, increased labor and production costs, as well as supply chain delays. Edmunds.com Senior Manager of Insights Ivan Drury telling Fox Business, due to the price hikes, people are having to finance used cars even longer.
We're already looking at extremely long loan terms, averaging 70 months. That's new and used. Now, used vehicles are going $500 a month on average. So this isn't just a here and now problem, right? If you purchase something now and you've got to borrow money, it's going to play out for years down the road.
We are USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As the country moves from COVID-19 pandemic to endemic, a surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital calls out the Center for Disease Control for keeping some findings secret. Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News.
Well, some of the most flawed and misleading studies of the entire pandemic have come from our own CDC. The two studies on natural immunity, which went against 150 other studies showing that it's effective, the Maricopa mass study, the Kansas mass study, all of these studies would not have passed any muster in a respected medical journal. But the CDC has its own journal called MMWR, which is not subject to independent peer review. So what they do is they hoard the data. They don't release the underlying raw data to researchers around the country. And in their own time, they publish in their own journal with their own conclusions, which often are not derived from the data presented itself. So what you have is this unprecedented trend of using scientific research for political propaganda. And if I were advising the administration right now, I'd say make all the data available to the public so researchers around the country can do their own independent analysis. People just want honesty. They just want the data straight. They want honesty with the COVID data and the story.
The enormous underwater volcano off the coast of Tonga last month not only caused record plumes of ash into the air. According to GLD360, the ground-based global lightning detection network, the eruption triggered nearly 590,000 lightning strikes over a three-day period. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.